Blog Talk Radio.
Some of you maybe even want to run to the altar and begin to lift up your voice, not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of the nations. Is there anyone that would join me in praying for the nations of the earth, that the government would be upon his shoulders, that the Lord of glory would intervene into the affairs of man? Where are the intercessors? Where are those who will cry out? Where are those who will believe God, who will say, oh God, as we lift up our voices tonight, if we've ever needed you, right now is the time. Right now is the time. Change the nations, Lord. Change the nations, Lord. Change the nations, Lord. Reveal your glory and let them trust right. Oh God, reveal your glory and let them trust right.
Good morning. Welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm being joined by Deaconess Angela Campbell and Sister Tangela Lewis, who are my co-hosts. We're sitting in for Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton. Praise God. Again, good morning. Hello, Deaconess. How are you?
Awesome. Really blessed, Lord God. Thank you.
Praise God. Sister Lewis, how are you today? Yep, maybe that's not Sister Lewis. I apologize. I thought my other co-host was on the mic. And we have a guest as well.
Good morning, this is Chantella.
Oh, good morning, Sister Chantella. How are you?
I'm okay.
Oh, well, praise God. We're praying for you. Praise God. We're praying for you. We have Brother Francis on the line as well. Good morning, Brother Francis.
Good morning, Pastor. God bless you.
God bless you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Oh, that's good. That's good to hear. Did you have a prayer request this morning?
No, I'm okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, we will continue to keep you in prayer, keep you and your family and your interest in prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Chantella, did you have a prayer request?
Yes. First, for my friend Nikki, who's been very supportive of me through all I've been going through. Her mom's just found out that her cancer has come out of remission, and she's afraid. And so I just wanted to pray for her strength and her family's strength. And for myself, I don't even know how to describe it. I'm so happy my grandchildren are with me. I haven't been alone much since my son passed because they've been here. But in the same token, I know they're not going to always be here forever. Eventually, they'll move out. And we have our good days and our bad days, me and their mom. But me personally, I just feel like I have no sense of direction on what I should be doing with myself. I'm still in school. I visited a few churches, but I haven't found a church I feel comfortable in yet. And I just I feel like I spend a lot of time beating up on myself. And I just don't feel like I have purpose. Like I have no direction. Like this can't just be what I'm supposed to be doing for the rest of my life, sitting here in my head. No matter what
I try
to do, it comes back to me in my head. And things didn't go well with the trial of the guy who caused my son's death. To me, it didn't go well because he didn't get convicted of murder. No matter, he was his only witness, and there was 7 other witnesses against him, but he still did not get charged with murder or even attempted murder, which he was originally arrested for. And I feel so much hatred in my heart, and I don't like feeling like that. But it's fair, and it should not be. So basically, that's just where I'm at.
Okay. Well, we will definitely cover you in prayer and get God involved in those issues. Now, the thing is, you have to believe that God is going to move. And this is where spending time in the scriptures is going to be paramount, because you have to understand that forgiveness is not always easy, and forgiveness is a practice. So we have to because God is our Father, we have the attributes of God. So we have the abilities to forgive the same way he forgives, the same way he forgives us for all the things that we have done to people, all the things that we have caused. And God can forgive. God can, he sacrificed his only begotten son so that he, so legally and lawfully he can forgive us. We have the ability to do the same. We just have to rehearse and practice to get there. And it starts with reading the word and praying for a spirit of forgiveness. Too many times we try to do things on our own. So we have to pray for those attributes that we do not have or we have not used. As far as a sense of direction, again, that's a prayer as well. The word, the Bible says that God is a lamp unto our feet. The Lord is our shepherd; we shall not want. When the Lord is our shepherd and we're sheep, we don't have to worry about our direction because it's the shepherd's responsibility to guide us, where we go to church, what ministry we're in, what we're going to do in that ministry, where God is going to take us as far as where we're going to work, a business, the whole, everything. It's the responsibility of the shepherd, but we have to pray and we have to practice being sheep as well. So it's all going to start with spending time in study of the Bible, not just reading the Bible, but in study of the Bible. And when we find ourselves exasperated, when we find ourselves the devil being able to bring on stress, condemnation, things like that, our faith is low. That's because our time in the Word is low. And you find yourself hungry and weak, and now you have the attributes of a hungry and weak person, a person who has not been properly nourished. So because you are a child of God, you have to feed on the proper diet, which is the Word of God, and it's paramount. And until you get in the Word, until you start reading this Word consistently, you're going to keep finding yourself malnourished.
Okay. I have not been reading like I used to or studying like I used to. It was so hard for me to even pick my Bible up at first. I'm not going to lie. It was hard, and I have just not started getting back into it and doing like you taught me before, watching the videos and stuff. When I can't go to church, watch a video or something on YouTube. I started doing that again. And it seems like since I've been doing that, stuff's kind of getting worse.
Well, you have to understand that the demonic force is trying to keep you from reading the Word. But you all, again, that's a prayer issue as well. I mean, you can say something simple like, Lord, I know I need to read the Bible. I know I need to get back where I am. Can you help me? Because God has given you dominion on earth. He's not going to just intrude the right. You have to give him the right to move in your life. So we're going to cover you in prayer, and so let's go ahead and get our morning started. We're going to cover you in prayer and counsel you through this thing or coach you through this thing. Again,
okay.
Good morning. Welcome to FMC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm joined by my co-host, Deaconess Angela Campbell. Praise God. Please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Like the page. Here you can post your prayer request, your testimony, praise God. You can also ask biblical questions to keep up with the ministry. And, again, if you need to be in touch with the ministry, sometimes people go to churches that are very big and you may not be able to reach out to your own ministry. So use us as a substitute. Anyways, let's go ahead and get our morning prayer started. Praise God. Our scripture of focus is Job 38:12-13. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? This is where we give our morning, our day, the issues of our life, the issues of life nationally, the issues of the of life internationally, commands and instructions, and then we walk them out by faith. Amen. And we're going to start, we usually do praise and worship. Heavenly Father, we just uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise. Father, we thank you for life. Father, we thank you for salvation. Father, we uplift your name. We magnify your name, Father. We thank you for peace, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for the things that you have blessed us with that we don't even see, feel, or recognize, Father. Father, we praise your holy name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise. Father, we honor you. Father, we uplift your name. Hallelujah. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we praise your holy name. We uplift your holy name. The glory is yours. Father, we thank you for you are our shepherd, Father. Lord Jesus, you are our shepherd. You are the good shepherd, praise God. We thank you. We are the sheep, Father. We thank you, Father. You are our rest, Father. We come to you, Father, for everything that we need. As it is written, Father, don't worry about anything, but pray about everything, Father. Give us a mind to pray about everything, Father. Put the prayer, Holy Spirit, put the prayers in our mouths, in our hearts. Praise God. Give us spirits of praise and worship and prayer and fellowship, Father. We just thank you right now for hearing our prayers. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. We thank you and uplift your name. Father, give us a Father, give us a desire to just be in your word, to connect with you, Father, to stay well nourished, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give us understanding of your scriptures, understanding of your word, understanding of heavenly law, customs, and ways, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We praise your holy name. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. We give you praise, Father. Father, we come to you, Father, with uplifted holy hands, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Father. We praise you right now, Father. We magnify your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Father. There is strife, Father, in the world, Father. But we decree and declare peace, Father. We break the grip, the hold, the work, Father, the plans of the enemy, Father, and command, Father, that they come crashing down. We command in the name of Jesus, Father, that they bear no fruit, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we stand in agreement, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father, for hearing, Father, our command, hearing our prayers, Father. We know that you hear them, and we thank you, Father. Father, we stand on heavenly law, Father, that where two or more agree on anything on earth as in touching, Father, it will be done by you, our Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we stand on heavenly law that whatsoever we bind on earth, Father, is bound in heaven, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we bind the power, the efforts of the enemy, Father. Cause strife, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We bind them, Father, when the enemy tries to come against peace, Father. The peace that we have declared, the peace that we have loosed on this earth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you and praise you right now. We thank you and uplift your name, Father. Father, we want to uplift, Father, we want to uplift, Father, Sister Chantella, Father. Father, we uplift her friend Nikki, O Heavenly Father. Father, we're asking that you strengthen Nikki, O Heavenly Father. Give her a heart and a desire, Father, to read your word and understand heavenly law, O Heavenly Father. Father, heavenly customs and ways, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we uplift her mother, O Heavenly Father, who cancer has come against, Father, in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, we break the movement, the plan, and efforts of the enemy, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, give her a desire to read your word. For your word, Father, for your law says, Father, that the scriptures are medicine to our bones, O Heavenly Father. That, Father, that even the scripture gives us health, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. So give her a desire to read your word. We break the grip of the enemy, Father, and we command this cancer, Father, to go into remission and die right now, O Heavenly Father. We command death, Father, to this sickness, Father, to this affliction, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And by the stripes of Jesus Christ, Nikki's mother is healed right now, Father. Father, give her a desire to read your scriptures, O Heavenly Father, so, Father, that faith will come and remove any fear, Father. For your word says you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. So, Father, let your words, Father, let your scripture, Father, give her a sound mind, O Heavenly Father. Let it know that you love her, O Heavenly Power, Father, be experienced, Father, through her through restoration in her body and her mind, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. Father, we uplift Sister Chantella, Father. Father, we ask you that we remind you of the prayers for her grandchildren, Father, that you endow them, Father, with wisdom. You endow them with all knowing. You endow them with strength. Father, you give them hearts, Father, that desire and seek you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that you surround them, Father. Let their circles of influence, Father, be infiltrated, Father. Excuse me. By anointed men and women of God all the days of their lives. Give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger all the days of their lives, Father. Bless and touch their grandmother, O Heavenly Father. Holy Spirit, speak to her. Father, we command in the name of Jesus a fellowship with you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father. Give her a desire and a thirst, Father, to read your word. And give her understanding of the scriptures, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let her faith be built up, Father, through reading the word and staying nourished, Father, feeding on your word, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Build her up and restore her, Father, in every way Father, in the name of Jesus. Let her feel the love. Let her know the love that you have for her, Father. Let her know, Father, that you will move heaven and earth for her, Father, as long as she believes, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. Father, we uplift Brother Francis, Father, in the name of Jesus. You know the desires of his heart, O Heavenly Father. Father, he delights in you. So, Father, we loose the desires of his heart, O Heavenly Father. Continue to watch over and bless his family, Father. Father, just let his family flourish, Father. The things that you have given unto him, Father, allow them to flourish, Father. Father, let your blessings, Father, be prominent in his life, O Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you for the favor that you have placed on his life, O Heavenly Father. We decree and declare health and well-being, Father, and peace in his life, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we break and bind, Father, every plan and the movement of the enemy against him, Father. The work of the enemy, Father, shall bear no fruit, Father. Hallelujah. The blessings of the Lord, Father, we decree and declare are his portion, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we uplift the nations, Father. We decree and declare, Father, peace in the nations, Father. Peace in Jerusalem, Father. Peace in Iran. Peace in North and South Korea. Peace in Syria, Father. Peace in Africa, Father, in the name of Jesus. Peace in Israel, Father. Peace in the U.S., Father. We come against the spirits, Father, of division, of racism, of hate, of fear. Come against the tools and the instruments of the enemy, Father. We snatch them from the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We bind them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we stand on the scripture, Father, that whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, Father, in the name of Jesus. Angels, go forth and lock up the hands, the plans, the efforts of the enemy, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We uplift your name, Father. We magnify your name. We thank you for hearing our prayers. And we thank you, Father, for being in agreement with the things we legislate in this earth, Father, as you have given us dominion, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, as always, Father, we decree and declare, Father, we remind you, Father, that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, Father, that you have granted us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation that gives us a deep and personal, intimate insight into the true knowledge of you. For we know you, Father, through the Son, and we pray that the eyes of our hearts, Father, the very center and core of our being, Father, has been enlightened, flooded with light by Holy Spirit, so that we will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which you have called us, the riches of your glorious inheritance in us, Father, the saints, your people, your children, and so that we will begin to know what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your active spiritual power is in us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of your mighty strength, which you produced in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand in heavenly places, that place of power and authority, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, whether angelic or human, and far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and world, but also in the one to come. And you put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet and appointed him as supreme and authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things and all believers, Father. And we ask you to strengthen the church, O Heavenly Father. Strengthen the leaders, O Heavenly Father. Restore those, Father, who want to give up and quit, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, let their assignments be fulfilled, Father. In the completed and fulfilled, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare, O Heavenly Father, that the races that you have given us shall be ran. Father, we will not faint and we will not quit, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father, and uplift your name. We thank you, Father, and magnify your name. And all these words, Father, that we have spoken before you, Father, they have been spoken in agreement. In Jesus' mighty name, we decree them to be so. We say, it is so, it is so. Thank you, Lord, and it is so. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. Again, I'm joined by my co-host, Deaconess Angela Campbell. And we have our apostle, Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton on the line. Good morning, Apostle. How are you?
God bless you all. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning.
God bless you.
We have Brother, I'm sorry, Apostle. I was saying we have Brother Francis on the line and Sister Chantella as well.
God bless you. Sister Chantella, I want you to know, as well as Brother Francis, you all are in my prayers. The prayer line is in capable hands, so I don't get on every week, but I do hear the request. And I promise you, I lift up both of you all before the throne of grace each and every week. There's not a time that you're not on my heart and in my spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise. Amen. Praise God. Well, our own apostle is an author, and if she'd be so kind, we want her to tell you about her latest book release. I was going to go ahead and do so, but since we have her on the line, there's no better person than the author to tell you about the endeavor that God has placed on her heart.
Well, God bless you. This last book, Free to Be Me, has been a release of sorts, or a deliverance for myself that was in the making for many years of all the oppression that I was under, trying to live up to others' expectations, or, you know, everybody I'm sure has been placed in a position where they felt like they were walking on eggshells around certain people, and, you know, you can't use your title or don't use a big word because it made them feel insecure, or placed in a position to where they felt like that they could not understand what you were speaking about. But I want you all to know this one thing, men and women of God. We should never hide who God has made us to be. Whoever we are, we should be honored about what he's placed down in our spirit man. And to be jealous of someone else, or to feel hatred towards someone else, envy, whatever those adjectives would be, we need to understand you're now beginning to hate who God has made them to be. So to hate them is to hate the creation of God. So we got to be careful. Got to be careful. That's why the word of God says, touch not mine anointed. and do my prophets no harm. So I just want you all to know God allowed me to write this book starting way back in 2012. It took some true deliverance and releasing of pain and brokenness to even write the book. But it's out. You can find it on Amazon.com. If you type in Free to Be Me by Dr. Rosalind L. Overton, then it'll pop right up. Or feel free to go to the Free to Be Me book page on Facebook, and the link is sitting right there. Thank you all so much. I don't want to take up any more time, as I would love to have us to go back into prayer.
Amen. Also on FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Facebook page, the information for ordering the book is there as well. Apostle has extended a Mother's Day advertisement where you can get her first release, Happy Birthday, Your Spiritual Beginning, as well as Free to Be Me. The phone number you need to call is on the page. So please take advantage of that. They're both great reads. They're going to be filling again. And everything that is in the book is biblical as well. So just as the scriptures are nourishment, these books that God have placed in her belly are nourishment as well. And trust me, you won't be disappointed by investing in these two reads. Amen. We're going to go ahead and move forward and ask Deaconess if she would lead us in prayer.
Amen. Amen, Pastor. Father God, we just thank you and praise you and bless you. God, we exalt you, we magnify you, and we lift you up. Thank you so much for who you are and all that you've done in our life, God. Thank you for everything that you're doing. Thank you for allowing us to be who you have called us to be. God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you on today. God, we continue to praise you. We continue to exalt you. Your word says that you inhabit the praises of your people. And so, God, we just continue to lift you up. Holy Spirit, thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for leading us into prayer. Thank you for giving us targeted prayers. Thank you, Corazón de Dios. Thank you for giving wisdom on how and what to do. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Abba. Thank you, Abba. Thank you for being the best father. Thank you for being a father that does not give us a stone, but gives us bread. Thank you for being a father, Father God, above all fathers, even if we didn't have a father. And your words said, even if your mother forsake you, I will not forsake you. Thank you for being the kind of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. When everything goes left, you still are right there. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your sovereignty. Thank you for your providence. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You said the steps of a righteous man are ordered by you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for ordering our footsteps this morning. Thank you for ordering. Thank you for ordering our footsteps this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. On this morning, we pray that you will continue to search us, God. Search our hearts, our minds. If there's anything in us not like you, God, we repent right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Forgive us, God, of anything, God, that was found like you. Any way we held anyone unforgiveness, any kurarabaste, any thought that we meditated on that was not like you, God, any word that we released that did not line up with you, we repent right now in the name of Jesus. God, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to come before your throne of grace and to receive mercy this morning. Thank you. Rashe and the Kurabasi, Rolo Koshin and Avasata, Ramama de Kuramamase, Roshe Kuramama de Diasi, Rokarabashi de Osaya, Rashadavo Kosi. Thank you, Bikorana de Kurabase, Roshe Kuranama de Diosaya. Thank you, Kurababa San de Diosi, Roshe Kandreasaya. Thank you for ordering our footsteps. Thank you for showing us who we are in you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that you continue to help us to press into you, God. That you will direct everything we say and we do. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you've given us an inheritance in you, God. In the mighty Karabasi, Kandarabasi, Ekora Mamma Rorabasaya, Roche Kandarabokumadabasi, Rabokumamadabokosi, Rashanarabase Kandarabokose, Rosha Mamma Rokora Mamadabokosi, Roche Kandarabakasi, Romanabakasi, Roshan Rebiasi, Okorana Neda Baba, Roshan Rebiasi. We thank you for your apostle. Hallelujah. Your apostle, Dr. Roslyn Overton, thank you. We know it was not. You knew exactly who was going to call on today, God. So we thank you for your apostle that came on the line. We thank you for the revelation that she's given, that she received. We thank you for her process, God, because Father God, we have living proof that, Lord God, you will show us who we are in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you'll show us what our purpose is. You'll show us who we are. You'll show us how you fashioned us. So, God, we thank you. We thank you for Sister Chantella, who called in, who was not certain, and had been asking and wondering, who am I in you? Well, Father God, we thank you on today for examples that will tell us, like your apostle, that God, you do show us who and what we are in you in the mighty name of Jesus. You said, seek you and you will find you. So right now in the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you for the time that she'll spend in your word. We thank you for the revelation and the wisdom that you're going to show her about herself. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. About her purpose, her destiny, direction, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for all unforgiveness that you have released and are releasing off of her heart, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that you are ordering her footsteps. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for the testimony that, God, you are a God that will show us who we are in you. Our identity lies in you, our inheritance of who you call us to be. You said, before you were formed in your mother's womb, that you knew us. We thank you that you knew Chantella before she was formed. Before she was formed in her mother's womb, Father God, you knew her. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
thank you, God. We thank you, Rosh Hashanah, all confusion, all doubt, all shame is gone in the mighty name of Jesus. And she'll know exactly who you call her to be. We thank you for confirmation and confirmation and confirmation about who you call her to be. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you for the passions that are in her life that you will ignite on today, that will give her indications about who you call her to be. We thank you for the word and the downloads that will come to confirm the very thing that you're showing her in the name of Jesus. And we come against all fear, doubt, and unbelief. Every negative thought that we're trying to come against what you have said she is in you in the mighty name of Jesus. So we bind it because we know that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And even that even that you've called us to be, he will come and try to take it if we do. If we are not vigilant to keep it in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you on today. We thank you. And God, we just thank you for what you're doing and how you're doing it. We thank you for Brother Francis. We thank you for his faithfulness, God. We thank you for his presence on the line. God, we thank you for your Pastor Melvin, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for his faithfulness. Continue to give him wisdom, revelation, downloads, God. All those that were in the mighty name of Jesus that are listening and will listen, continue to give them wisdom about who you have called them to be. In the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we do thank you and praise you for all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you for those prayers, Deaconess Angela Campbell. We are in agreement with those prayers. Praise God. Hallelujah. Again, welcome to FNFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Again, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors on Facebook. Like the page. Again, this is where throughout the week you can leave your prayer requests. You can leave your testimony, praise God. You can keep in touch with the ministry. You can ask biblical questions. This is a ministry that you can stay in touch with and in tune with, whether you have a church home or not. Many people are a part of large ministries where you really can't reach out to those ministries, but we are the body of Christ, so you can reach out to this extremity of the body, and there will be response. Amen. So we're going to continue and ask our own apostle if she would close us out in prayer.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, first I just adore you, God. You're wonderful. You're marvelous. You're great. You're awesome. You are Alpha, God, and Omega. Yes, Lord God, you're my author and finisher of my faith. Father, I just adore you on this morning, oh God. I lift you up with the highest praise by saying, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. We magnify you today because we've seen another day we've never seen before, oh God. God, we thank you because you told the death angel to stay his hand, oh God. And we say thank you. We're not going to walk around murmuring and complaining about what we don't have when you decided to wake us up and give us what we do have. So, Lord God, with that, I bind up every plot and plan and ploy of the enemy on today that will try and discourage the command of our mourning, because the command of our mourning will be that of peace. The command of our mourning will be that of love. The command of our mourning will be that of obedience to you. The command of our mourning is to love ye one another, such as you have loved us.
Yes, Lord.
We command that our robe be cloaked with righteousness.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God, that we've hidden the word down in our hearts so we might not sin against you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we bless you for adorning our feet with peace. So that everywhere that we go, Lord God, the atmospheres will have to shift from chaos or misguidance or disagreements and come into alignment of your word, which is peace. Peace be still on today. We command those who are heading out to their jobs that favor just be before them, that their jobs are saturated with angels of righteousness, and that bosses won't give them the strong arm, but give them the hand of obedience because of your lordship down within them. We command safety today. We even command that the neighborhoods be at peace and that the guns are shut down. And, Lord, when those are getting ready to go out and rape someone, that they'll be convicted and can't do it today, Jesus. We bind out alcoholism. We bind up drugs coming into our communities and neighborhoods and killing our children.
Yes, Lord.
Release your word. We just send a word. We can't always be there, but Lord, we can be like your son and send a word. So we send a word of salvation into the neighborhoods. We send a word of sanctification of your word, Lord God. We send that you will give them the gift of Holy Spirit in the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, we thank you for the Archbishop on today. We thank you that everything that he needs, everything from letter A through to letter Z, you've provided. But I want to stop at the letter E, Lord God, and say that he is encouraged on today. Encourage his heart for the journey, God, in the name of Jesus. He's encouraged to walk with you all the more in this such perilous challenge of the journey. He's encouraged in the name of Jesus. Father, I just cover everybody who is on the line today with the blood. You know the individual needs. You know all the things down in their heart that they didn't mention. But, Lord God, I speak right now that you will answer every secret prayer according to your will and purpose in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we bind up the backlash in the name of Jesus. We bind up the enemy being able to take our prayers and confuse them and use them against us. Lead us now, Lord God, into a place under the shadow of the Almighty that we will not receive backlash nor retaliation. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. We magnify you. We give you all the glory, Lord God, all of it. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray and I decree these things to be so.
And it is so. Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle. And we are going to close out. We thank you for joining us on FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Mourning. Before we go, is there a word from the Lord? Okay,
peace,
if all hearts and
the word today was peace be still, peace be still.
Amen. Amen.
I kept hearing people got a lot going on in their lives, and they're submitting to the chaos, but I'm commanding peace to be still.
Amen. And I stand in agreement. Praise God. I stand in agreement. I will be your two. Thank you so much for joining us. FMFC Global Prayer Warriors commanding your morning. Again, go to our Facebook page. Please like the page. Leave your prayer requests. Leave your comments. Leave your testimony. If you have biblical questions, please leave your biblical questions. We will answer them. If you are praying for something, allow us to be your two. Praise God. We love you. God bless you.
Nehemiah 8 and 6 and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen. Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. God has spoken. So let the church say, Amen. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. No. Thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say the church say, amen. Oh.
church say?
Amen, amen.
All we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, Lord. Let the church
say, amen.
Oh,
let the church,
let the whole church
say, amen.
God has spoken.
God has spoken.
Well, let the church
say.